at the party, the Polish producer of the film came up to me and said, the woman who was going to interpret for Steven Spielberg can't come, so we need you to interpret his opening speech.
How did you feel about that?
I couldn't believe it. I was just a student. I had no experience of interpreting, and now I was going to speak in front of hundreds of people. I was so nervous that I drank a couple of glasses of champagne to give myself courage. I must have done a pretty good job, though, because soon afterwards, Spielberg came up to me to say thank you, and then he said, I'd like you to be my interpreter for the whole film. I was so stunned, I had to pinch myself to believe that this was happening to me.
3.36.
So tell me, how did you get involved in the movie, Dagmara?
Well, as you probably know, Schindler's List was shot in Kraków, in Poland, which is where I live. I was a university student at the time, studying English. And the film company set up their production office here 3 months before they started shooting the film, and I got a job there as a production assistant, preparing and translating documents and the script.
But how did you get the job as Steven Spielberg's interpreter?
Well, it was a complete coincidence. Just before the shooting started, there was a big party in one of the hotels in Kraków for all the actors and the film crew, and I was invited too. When I arrived,